Now, Amy Miller is the founder of She Belongs Here, a free confidence community for women based in Dorset. I'm pleased to say Amy joins me. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, no, thanks for having me.
Now then, give the listeners a rough idea of what all this is about.
Okay, so I'm the founder of She Belongs Here, and it came about because I had experiences in rooms where I just didn't feel comfortable at all, like not comfortable in the slightest. I'd be that lady that was in the corner waiting for someone to come to me.
Why would you feel like that?
Because I think for women in particular, like, it is so hard to put yourself out there, so hard, especially if it doesn't feel like the right room. So for me, you would feel like that because you're out of your depth, you're out of your comfort zone. But the one thing that I will always say is nothing happens in the comfort zone either. So that was the whole point of She Belongs Here.
Are we saying that women are still held back as well? Is that part of the problem?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, unfortunately, I think women are held back. They hold themselves back, which is a big thing at the moment, because they don't think they belong in these certain rooms. In particular, it could be at work, it could be in a networking room. You know, for me, it was a networking room for a property, and I just did not feel like I belonged at all.
Okay, so what's the answer to all of this then?
The answer for this is, you know, putting yourself into situations that are uncomfortable. They are going to be uncomfortable. Eventually, they don't become that uncomfortable to you anymore. They become like second nature, which is exactly what happened to me a year ago.
What happened a year ago to help you?
So a year ago, I left my corporate job in March of 2025. And decided to go into the property world. And my husband actually bought me a retreat ticket, and I absolutely hated him for it because it meant I had to go and network with 80 other women. And it turned out to be the best room that I could have ever been in. I'm now the community leader for that particular community as well. And it made me realize that there is a space for women. Whatever room you walk into, there is a space for you. It's just how you handle the room and how you handle your nervous system as well.
So you had this corporate job. Is this like a high power job, was it?
Yeah. So it was, I was basically one of few women in my team. And it was one of those that I spent 2.5 years there. I learned a lot, but I still didn't feel like I was enough for the room. So it was time to leave and like spread my wings a little bit.
And so you went into a property. This is what's selling property.
So we had some property of our own, and we just didn't really take it seriously. So I walked into a room that was for girls in property, which is the founder of that one is Athena Dobson. And she took me under her wing, and she's just like one of my best friends now. And she's the woman that led me into a room full of 80 women. And then this year in April, I got to lead 30 other women into exactly the same room, which is why She Belongs Here was created.
Now, when I was a young chap, I mean, there was a bit of a problem probably back in the 70s and that with women being maybe not considered for jobs which they were really qualified for. They would do the job very well, but it would go to a fella. Is that still a bit of a problem? We've got laws in that now, haven't we? Is that still a problem?
Yeah, I think, you know, there are laws in place. There has to be a bit more like diversity in the workplace. But I feel for like women, they are stuck in their own brains as well. They still feel and believe, and they're still telling the same old story as well. So we need to get out of that old story and put ourselves out there anyway.
Yeah, a little bit of, like you say, you need confidence, and maybe they're feeling that, you know, it's a bit of a man's place, and that's part of the problem.
Absolutely. I feel like women are still using that exactly the same story, and I don't believe that's the case anymore. And it's just how we stop using that narrative so that we can all move on into a place where women do feel comfortable walking into rooms.
And have you had a few success stories where ladies have moved on?
Yeah, I have. So I've had a lady in particular who, you know, a new mother, the normal narrative of, you know, I used to go to the gym and I used to be this like sprightly person. And I was like, right, okay, so what's changed? I became a mum. And I was like, okay, I've been through that. I've got two girls of my own. And she just felt like she couldn't walk into the gym anymore. She felt like she was going to be watched and stared at. And I said to her, okay, so how are we going to get about this. And she basically said, I need to get back in the gym. It's what makes me feel good. And I was like, right, okay, well, let's do that then. And I actually walked her into the gym and I stayed with her.
Yes, almost drag her in there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I always say that, you know, nothing happens in the comfort zone. You have to be uncomfortable. You need to take action to gain the confidence.
Well, once you've done it, you've broken through the problem, haven't you? Once you've confronted your fear or the block that's there in front of you, once you've done that, you're okay, really.
Yeah, you're okay. And it's just about using that exactly the same tactic to go on to other things. You know, it could be a job interview. It could be walking into any networking room. It could be dating. It could be any of those things.
Yeah, because you say you use the word dating in the write-up you've given me here, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got speed dating to find your people and not your partner was just, it came to me one day and I was like, I have to do this. Like, you know, we can speed date, you know, a room full of women who can have at least 15 conversations throughout that evening without feeling uncomfortable, awkward, or feeling like they have nothing to say.
So what would be a success if you go along to this event and people are talking, and what are they going to go away with?
So for me, they walk out of that room feeling accomplished. They would have spoken to 15 women. They would have had a lot to say about themselves. They would have made connections, and hopefully they will come into the community that I have, which is a platform where women can come together and sort of share their experiences is the main thing for me.
So tell us, when is the event?
So the event is on Saturday the 3rd of October. It's being held at Vivo Lounge in the little snug there.
Which is off Brewery Square.
Brewery Square. And it will be at 6:30 is when the doors open. It's completely free. Yeah. You know, just head to the bar, get yourself a glass of wine and head on down to the room.
Yeah, you might make friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the whole point. Connection is really, really important here.
Yeah, it's not just about business or whatever. You know, hopefully you walk away and you've got some new friends.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
No, thank you so much for having me.
And good luck with it all.
Thank you.